strangers and pilgrims. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. As followers of Christ, we are but pilgrims in this poor, fallen world, merely passing through on our way to our true and eternal home in heaven. This present life is not our final destination, but rather a temporary sojourn where we must endure the trials, tribulations, and temptations of living in a sin-stained realm. We are citizens of the kingdom of God, who have been sent on a journey through a hostile and wicked land. Though we may face hardships in our wilderness wanderings, we take solace in the knowledge that our permanent residence lies beyond the veil of this mortal existence. Our heavenly inheritance awaits us, a glorious realm of unparalleled splendor, peace, and communion with our loving Savior. Just as the Israelites wandered the wilderness on their way to the promised land, we too are sojourners seeking the celestial city, whose architect and builder is God. Though the path may be arduous, and the way often shrouded in darkness, we press onward, knowing that our true home is not in the transient trappings of this earthly life, but in the eternal bliss of our Father's house. As pilgrims journeying towards our final destination, let us hold fast to the hope of our heavenly inheritance, for it is there that we shall find our ultimate rest, joy, and fulfillment with Jesus, and pain and sorrow will be no more. Beloved, I beg you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. For our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 to 21.